I believe the time is coming when the Lord will come again. I believe the end is nearing every day. I believe the good old Bible from beginning to the end. Just compare today with Matthew 24. And we are living in the day he speaks about. All these things we now are having every day. Let's get ready for his coming. Let us meet him with a shout. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. While upon the Mount of Olives his disciples came to him, saying, Master, tell us when this thing shall be. Just be ready, be watching, let each one be free from sin. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. And we are living in the day he speaks about. All these things we now are having every day. Let's get ready for his coming. Let us greet him with a shout. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. Many wars shall come upon us when the end of time is here. Many earthquakes will be numerous in those days. All of these today we're having, and in Matthew will appear. We shall live our lives for him and sing his praise. And we are living in the day he speaks about. All these things we now are having every day. Let's get ready for his coming. Let us greet him with a shout. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. Many wars shall come upon us when the end of time is here. Many earthquakes will be numerous in those days. All of these today we're having, and in Matthew will appear. We should live our lives for him and sing his praise. And we are living in the day he speaks about. All these things we now are having every day. Let's get ready for his coming. Let us meet him with a shout. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. I love him. I love him because he first loved me and purchased my salvation on Calvary's tree. I love him. I love him because he first loved me and purchased my salvation on Calvary's tree. I love him. I love him because he first loved me and purchased my salvation on Calvary's tree. Let's just love Jesus. That's why we gather here in his presence. Nothing else matters. Worship his name. Adore him with praise. Right here and now, our hearts are bound. Let's just love Jesus. Let's just love Jesus. That's why we gather here in his presence. Nothing else matters.
worship his name, adoring with praise, right here and now. Our hearts are bound, let's just love Jesus. Let's just love Jesus. That's why we gather here in his presence. Nothing else matters. Worship his name. Adore him with praise. Right here and now. Our hearts are bound. Let's just love Jesus. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I could search for all eternity, Lord, and find there is none like you. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I could search for all eternity, Lord, and find there is none like you. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I could search for all eternity, Lord, and find there is none like you. I'm so glad that I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by his blood. Join us with Jesus as we travel this road. Or I'm part of the family of God. You will notice we say brother and sister round here. And because we're a family, and these folks are so near, when one has a heartache, we all share the tear, and rejoice in each victory, and this family's so dear. I'm so glad that I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by his blood. Join us with Jesus as we travel this road. Or I'm part of the family of God. From the door of an orphanage to the house of the king, no longer an outcast, a new song I sing. From rags on to riches, from the weak to the strong, I'm not worthy to be here, but praise God I belong. I'm so glad that I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by his blood. Join us with Jesus as we travel this sun. For I'm part of the family of God. From the door of an orphanage to the house of the king, no longer an outcast, a new song I sing. From rags on to riches, from the weak to the strong, I'm not worthy to be here, but praise God I belong. I'm so glad that I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by his love. Join us with Jesus as we travel this sod. For I'm part of the family, the family of God.
It's a good life living for the Lord. It's so wonderful, it's worth my reward. Every day is precious love I can endure. It's a good life living for the Lord.
I met a man one day and looked so down and out. I know because I've been that way before. But I found peace and happiness I can't afford. It's a good life living for the Lord.
It's a good life living for the Lord. It's so wonderful just knowing my reward. Every day is precious love I can enjoy. It's a good life living for the Lord.
I met a man one day and looked so down and out.
I know because I've been that way before. But I found peace and happiness I can't afford. It's a good life living for the Lord. Well, it's a good life living for the Lord. It's so wonderful just knowing my reward. Every day is precious love I can enjoy. It's a good life living for the Lord.
Now when I think of all the reasons Jesus died, that His promise He made can all be mine.
I get so happy that I can't hold back the joy. It's a good life living for the Lord. It's a good life living for the Lord. It's so wonderful just knowing my reward. Every day is precious love I can enjoy. It's a good life living for the Lord. Now when I think of all the reasons Jesus died, that His promise He made can all be mine. I get so happy that I can't hold back the joy. It's a good life living for the Lord. It's a good life living for the Lord. It's so wonderful just knowing my reward. Every day is precious love I can afford. It's a good life living for the Lord. Oh, how do Jesus do this out? Does my day in Stauben out? Does my day best and the globe to near? Near my day so good we do. Mine is daily of dear soup. Mine is daily of dear Friday too. On the earth eyes me low, my mind and glove and grows. Give me a rhyme and try and sin, name me guns my Jesus in. Deine hand that me gave wunderbar and slake bra, wunderbar and herrlich bra. Und ein Blut hat mich erlegt, dass ich ewig sei geträgt, dass ich nun auf ewig sei geträgt. Von der Erde reißt mich los, meinen Glauben groß, gib mir einen treuen Sinn, nehm mich ganz mein Jesus hin. Hol drei Blicke, du mir an, sag's mir, dass ich kommen kann, sag's mir, dass ich zu dir kommen kann. und das Sinn der Sünden und Schuld, nicht gedacht nach deiner Huld, nicht gedenkst nach deiner Gnaden du. Von der Erde reiß mich los, mach in meinen Glauben groß, gib mir einen treuen Sinn, nehm mich ganz mein Jesus hin. Mein eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trembling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He has loosed his faithful lightning of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. Yeah, we're going to have to be on the alert, because you're going to see people that are going to try to patch themselves on, like, give us of your oil.
Mm-hmm.
Like, look at all the energy and effort we put in to get to where we are today. And people will find out, they'll find out, we know we got it. And they're welcome, but they got to meet the requirements, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
The people that we used to come out of, we used to fellowship with, they'll find out, realize one day they missed it.
And, mm-hmm.
Like that Marie Towers and them. And then these people, they'll find out they don't have nothing, and they'll come knocking, and they'll even come trying to maybe barge the door down, you know? They take the kingdom by force, mm-hmm. you know? I never used to know what that means. When the day of John the Baptist, the kingdom of God suffered violent, and the violent take it by force. Yeah, you got to meet the conditions. There's,
mm-hmm.
there's a certain ways and means that you enter in, you know.
Right.
You can't just enter in and bully your way in and think you have the rights.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you gotta meet the conditions. It's just that simple. You gotta be on the same page, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing the same page with us. We can't fellowship with people that have different views. That's why we are where we are today. We just had to separate ourselves from a lot of people. And right now, they're figuring out a strategy how they can weave their way in, like that Randy. He must have read a book from us about, we had a message sometime back about Gemeinschaft, a true community of goods, and he must have got a hold of it and he figured to himself, oh man, I gotta do is get baptized. And then I'll be part of their clan, and we'll pay off his debts and all that, and he'll get in his way. And sure enough, we took him out to the lake and baptized him, and then he thought he's part of us, but see, he didn't have the same belief structure. See, all those that believe, see, you and I,
mm-hmm.
we're of the same belief structure. We believe the same. And then as we move on, the Lord gave us the finances and everything else. And then we actually, you and I, we have true Gemeinschaft. We have true community. But the first things first, you got to have the right belief structure.
Mm-hmm.
And you and I, you see, you say it. I think it and you see it, or vice versa. We are of one mind and one, and all that, and that's how you enter. But you can't enter in with a different view, if you know what I'm trying to say. And then he thought he's got it bad here, and he even showed up, and here he came in here, and he thought he's part of us. And now that he even went as far as to say, I'm a Christian now, I got baptized. And see, that doesn't cut it. It takes a life. It takes sometimes a lifetime to be able to enter in. You know what I'm saying? And see, like I say, I can feel it already in my makeup that people are just trying to try to bull their way in like a bully. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And we just have to keep on the alert because the devil, he's got no manners. He's trying to take the kingdom by force. Mm-hmm. You know, we know what I'm trying to say.
Oh, yeah. You can see how the devil works. You know, you can see when you look back at the story of Lot, you know, how these wicked people were wanting to press in, you know, and barge the door down. See, that was that's the spirit of the devil does.
Yeah.
You know, he wants to invade. He's always done that. He's always wanted to forcefully take something, just like he did in the garden, forcefully take what was rightfully the human family. And that's still his objective to do that and to steal everything away from the child of God.
Yeah, and we have a mandate to hold on to the truth that we've been given. Yesterday the Lord gave me a scripture, let us fear lest we miss that entrance in.
This is, let us therefore fear lest the promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it.
Yeah, that's what I got yesterday. And yeah, let us fear, you know. It's a journey, you know. Mm-hmm. Let us fear. You got to be a fear of what's coming. The rapture just up the road, entering into that millennial land. That's where it's at now. We have to have a life and we have to fear because it's rapidly approaching and people are missing it. Mm-hmm. And it says here, let us fear, but that we miss it, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's why we're doing what we're doing. We fear that day coming and maybe we might miss it. Hopefully we'll make it. We're trying our level best to do everything we can to make it, but that was yesterday. Then the Lord gave you a scripture saying, you want to read that scripture that the Lord gave you? And I thought about it afterwards, and it really is fitting. It's just like the rung on a ladder, you know, that's the next step, you know.
So it's Philippians 2, well, starting verse 1, but the scripture that the Lord gave me was verse 2, so starting verse 1. If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, it says, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies. So, and the second verse is, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Different translation. It says, therefore, if there is any encouragement in Christ, any comfort provided by love, any fellowship of the Spirit, any affection of mercy, complete my joy and be of the same mind, by having the same love, being united in spirit, and having one purpose.
See, that's you and I. Mm-hmm. That's where the Lord has brought us to. Like I keep saying, you think it and I say it, or I say it, you think it and I say it, or vice versa. That's how united we are. And then as time went on, we realized we got the same values. We got the same belief structure, and the Lord put this whole thing together, and then we pooled our finances, and we got one bank account. We got genuine, true gemeinschaft, fellowship of goods. As time moved on, I can't say this is mine, or you can't say this is yours. The Lord has set it up in such a way that here on planet Earth, like we keep saying, the last church will be like the first church. And you and I are representative of that first church where nobody said that none of his goods were his. That's sort of the way you and I. It doesn't have to be 10,000 people. All God needs when it looks down to see two people that are genuine, living just like that early church. Yeah, there were hundreds and maybe even thousands in that first early church, but they had all things come. They had the same belief structure. They had their finances. Everything was all... Everything was all pooled together, but it was genuine. It wasn't like like Satan does. He infiltrates out everything, and then he makes a religion out of it. Mm-hmm. Like these Hutterites, then these Amish, then especially the Hutterites. They have all things common, mm-hmm. but it's not all just a belief. They don't have a belief structure. They got the satanic, diabolical, Roman Catholic belief structure. Mm-hmm. That's what the devil does. He invades it, and then he commercializes everything. But see, yours and ours is genuine. We genuinely have the same belief structure, just like it says here, to be of the same mind. If there is any encouragement in Christ, any comfort provided by love, any fellowship in the Spirit, any affection or mercy, complete my joy and be of the same mind. See, there's a little bit of an effort you have to cultivate, but it really comes by being led by the Spirit. Mm-hmm. If you're led by the Spirit, and if I'm led by the Spirit, then we will. It won't be It wouldn't be manufactured. Mm-hmm. It comes out of man. Come from unity of the Spirit. I'll read it in German. Ist nun bei euch die Mahnung in Christo, ist Trost der Liebe, ist Gemeinschaft des Geistes, ist herzliche Liebe und Barmherzigkeit, so erfülle meine Freude, dass ihr einer Sinne seid, gleiche Liebe habt, einmütig und einhellig. Einmütig und einhellig sein. Nichts tut durch Zank oder Eitel eher, sondern durch Demut achtet ein jeden anderen eher denn sich selbst. This is where you and I are at. We have the same belief structure, and we don't even have to exercise ourselves to be in harmony, because it comes from the inside out, because we have the same belief structure. Mm-hmm. Then you automatically do what's right. First mm-hmm. of all, you must be born again. You can't just join a club and then think you got all things common. Like in the college, you don't have to even be born again. You got to be born again. As long as you're born into that system and you go to a diabolical, satanic rigmarole of a satanic water baptism, then you're part of the clan. And then it's not no personal intimacy with the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's the way the devil does it. That Hutterite thing and that Amish thing and all these cults out there, they're Satan's manufactured carbon copy of Christianity, if you know mm-hmm. what I'm trying to say. Mm-hmm. It's really not, at the end of it all, it's nothing but Satanism. Because back in the book of Revelation, the finished product is that thing where Jesus said, come out of her, my people. Because if you don't come out of her, you're going to partake of her sins and you see her plague. Because great is the Lord that judges. That's that commercialized Christianity out there that here in the end time when it comes to fruition, that the Spirit of the living God calls us to come out of her. And I heard that voice. I did literally hear a voice with my ears come out of her, but there was something in my spirit. I began to see through the crack. I began to see how it's commercialized. And there's really nothing in it. It's just a man-made human Gemeinschaft without having any faith. Like all those that believe had all things common. It's just what the devil does, he takes the littlest bit of scripture out and then he makes a religion out of it. And he took all those that believe out, just like I say, like that Randy. He thought he could come in here without having the same belief structure, and he's barely in here, and he's trying to inject us with that flat earth stuff. Well, we didn't believe in the flat earth stuff, because right away, he's a failure right there, because we believe the earth is round. And he comes here and wanting to be like really, honestly, mm-hmm. he honestly thought he is part of us, yet he doesn't want to let go of his flat earth garbage. And it didn't take us very long. We were on to him. The Lord gave me a dream about it. And in the dream I knew that
he's got a bunch of garbage, you know. He doesn't want to shed his garbage.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't want to repent and unload his stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had a dream. He came after you with a knife. Well, that kind of let us know, be very careful with that character, mm-hmm. because he's not real. And sure enough, we had him sitting here, and all he could couldn't wait until he could inject us with his revelation. He got this tremendous, great revelation that the earth is flat.
Mm-hmm.
And then, wow, right there, we know we couldn't go along with that stuff because the earth is round, right? We don't believe a lie. That the earth is flat is a lie from the devil,
mm-hmm.
Perpetrated by the devil, trying to drag the human race back into the dark.
Amen.
Back where he was, back in the dark. That's what that whole makeup is. Like, that's what Obama trying to get rid of the car. He doesn't want people to have cars. And what they did, dragging the human race back into the dark ages,
mm-hmm.
where they can't even think for themselves anymore. And that's the society that we're living in. And these two are locking horse, you know. There's a fight going on. And here he's trying to come in, bring us this flat earth stuff. That's just one part of what Satan is trying to
mm-hmm.
do here in his closing days.
That's right.
Bringing that old garbage that he did back in the dark. That's where these communities are. These communities and these cults and these color I call it and these this is just a carbon copy of what the devil did back in the dark ages through the Roman Catholic Church. It was pure communism back there, and that's what that Hutterite thing is, because it's not the spirit of the living God, it's just a religious system, and all we're doing, we're exposing it. It's just brought on by Satan, manufactured by these Roman Catholic zealots, by these Andreas Enterprises, which were, like we keep saying it over and over again, they came out of the Roman Catholic Church, but now they're bringing it in after the Reformation, after Martin Luther come in, but they're just to live by faith. Satan, like I keep saying, Satan didn't take that sitting down. He's always causing trouble, you know, but if you're on the alert, see, you and I, we're sober, we're vigilant, and we notice these things, and we got our guard up, like I said, we're gonna have to be really on the ball here, because these invaders, they are gonna try to come in and wait. Oh, if our stuff doesn't work, we can all join Sam and Lorraine. But see, this is not our thing. This is the Lord's thing. And the Lord will give us a dream, or he give us a vision, or he let us know who's coming next. He already let us know. He gave you a dream yesterday about a certain individual that's going to come knocking on the door and want in. It's a person we used to know. So we got to keep you on the alert, because they're not real. They're not genuine. They want to come in here without meeting the conditions. Just like Jesus said, as my Father gave me the kingdom, that's how I am going to give you your kingdom. See, we had to be excommunicated. We had to go through everything that we had to go to get to where we are today. We didn't get it hidden on a silver platter. We had to be homeless and penniless, and oh man, I wouldn't want nobody to have to go through what I had to go through. Had a perfect family, and these thugs, these antichrists, and the zealots, they come in, and if you don't see it our way, you don't have a family, you don't have nothing. You worked there all my life and left with nothing. And that's the price that we have to pay, that we had to pay to come to where we are today. Now we're standing on the mountain, and looking back, we can see that his great hand was guiding us to where we are today. We didn't, like I say, we didn't get this handed to us on a silver platter, and just that simple. Heavenly Father, we just read your word here, Jordan. I just pray you give us the wisdom to execute it, and to let people know where we're living in time and what we had to go through to get to where we are today, to have that unity of the Spirit, Lord. It's a gift from you. We can't manufacture it. We can't do it. It's just something that you put into our hearts, and you give us the grace, when you give us eternal life, you put the Spirit in us, and now you brought us together because we're of the same mind and of the same Spirit concerning spiritual things. We just pray you'll help us execute and say it in such a manner, Lord, that it'll resonate with the hearts of the people and let people know where we're living in time and what this whole thing is all about. It's all about the unity of the Spirit, Lord. We just pray you'll give that increase. In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen. Amen.
That's what you and I are about. Mm-hmm. And you can't come in here and invade it and think that you don't have to do nothing about it. Yeah, it's open for everybody, but there are certain requirements that the Lord requires on this journey mm-hmm. that you and I are on. We can't just come in here and expect to keep your lifestyle, so mm-hmm. to speak. There's a change of heart when you get the invitation to come to the marriage supper of the Lamb, but at the end of the day, God still requires something because He comes in and He checks through the guests to see if they're going to be counterworthy to go into the rapture. So there's a certain code of conduct that people have to have to do it. Like I said, you can't just bull in. I think you can without a change of life and all that.
Like when you go back to the early church, they were of one accord, you know, because of they were united in the spirit. That's what mm-hmm. it says here. Being united in spirit, and that's what makes you one with God and the Lord Jesus Christ mm-hmm. is the spirit is united. When you will ask like any organization out there, the Hutterites down to the Pentecostals, if you would take every individual and ask them what they believe, you know, they would all come out with something a little different. With the Hutterites, they're all going to have the same play or the same terminology. They're all going to say the same thing because they have this ideology of this Gemach. Because when I talked to a preacher one time, and they all have the same talking points, you know, they just repeat after me mm-hmm. kind of thing. See, that is not the unity of the Spirit. The unity of the Spirit comes with something with, like, it's the Spirit that unites you, the Spirit of God. See, when you're born again, your spirit is born again. And that spirit is united with God. And then you will, have the same desire is to please God and to line up with His Word, you know. And that's what unites a person with another person is the unity of the Spirit. Now, when you will look at the Hutterites, now that's what the people we come out of, they will all just repeat after me kind of thing. They have nothing individual that they can tell you how the Lord has worked in their lives. It's just they're being brainwashed into this Hutterite language, and that's the language that they will speak. But it's not the unity of the Spirit. The unity of the Spirit is you're united with God and and His Word. You know, God and His Word, and that's the Word of God you're going to follow. When you would ask us a question, we would have the same answer, but mm-hmm. it would be because we're united with God and have the same passion and desire to live for God and to live according to His Word, and that's how God has led our journey, and that's why He crossed our paths, because we had the same desire is to follow His Word. And then, you know, He brought us to the same belief structure, you know, that one God, one faith, one baptism. And that's been our journey. And you know, that's what unites us.
Amen to that. And see, what's out there is a hijacked, manufactured mm-hmm. form of godliness, a manufactured Christianity. And you can do it, absolutely, you can join it, you don't even have to be born
That's
again.
Right.
It's manufactured, it's a carbon copy. Mm-hmm. Behind it is the Spirit of Satan. And when we talk that plan, and we tell you that Leonard, he's not born again, that Eli from Hidden Valley, he's all just part of that manufactured system. And just up the road here, they're going to have to give an account there, up the road here, everything will be... The scales will be taken off, you know. The right now they're living in a world of deception. But just up the road here, God's going to take the scales off and they're going to be able to see that they've been duped. They're going to see that they're naked because Laodicea, that church world system, that includes Yamish, that includes the Pentecost, that includes the Hara, they're all naked. They're exactly what the Bible says Laodicea is. That's all part of Laodicea, that church world system out there, these highfalutin, organized religious people. They're all part, that's all part of Laodicea. And Laodicea, that Eli from Hidden Valley, when the truth be spoken, he's spiritually naked. He's spiritually blind. He is spiritually miserable. That's what it talks about. Because it can't be no other way. You have to be born again, and you have to be in touch with reality, with the message for your day. And then Jesus comes along and he says, I counsel of thee to buy of me gold, because that stuff is spewed out. I spew that stuff out. Now he says, I counsel of thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that you would dress yourself with proper dress and proper, that your nakedness be not appeared. And not all that is the ministry of Brother Branham and Brother Jack to dress you with a proper dress code, that when Jesus comes back, you won't be found naked. You won't be found without. That's what all that manufactured Christianity can do. That Hutterite thing, it's manufactured Christianity. Kennedy, I went back to the foundation. The foundation of that Hutterite thing is Jacob Hutter. Mm-hmm. And Jacob Hutter, he was like a cap said, he was instigated by that Roman Catholic spirit, by Satan himself, and their foundation is water baptism and the titles of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And if you're baptized in that titles of Father, Son, you take on all the attributes of the Roman Catholic Church, mm-hmm. and you're capable of doing all the atrocities that the Catholic Church did in the Dark Ages. And I got the proof is in the pudding. I got proof. When I presented them with the truth, they did exactly what the church, what the Catholic Church did in the Dark Ages. But here, in this world, you can't, in this country, you can't burn them at the stake. But if they could have, they would have burned me at the stake because I told them the truth. That's what the devil does. When you tell them the truth, they start revving up, and then at the end of the day, you got till sundown to get out of here. That's the same attribute that the Vatican had, that the Catholic Church did in the Dark Ages. And then along, but here now it's manufactured. Along comes, after Martin Luther, along comes Ted Zwingli, and along comes Jacob Hutter, and they come in with this new program, instigated by Satan himself. Because in that thing, there is no eternal life. The only thing where there's eternal life is in the ministry of Martin Luther when he said the just shall live by faith. And that community style living is exactly the opposite of the just shall live by faith. And that's why I can say today that foundation of that Hutterite thing, it never was nothing, it'll never be nothing. All it is a religious hijacked form of Christianity. Mm-hmm. The devil knows how to play the trick. Mm-hmm. He's got one ambition, and one ambition to deceive the masses, because he goes crazy when he finds out people are born again, and what he does, he attacks them. That's why you and I are under attack. That's why they put you and I on the outs, because we would not support that diabolical regime and that satanic system. And we begin to see through it, and now all of a sudden, here at the ending of time, the Lord is going to take the reps off, and they're going to find out, they're going to see, and there's only one escape route for them, is to come and accept the invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb. I don't know all that pertains to it, but I know one thing, that's the only thing that's left here. And once you miss that rapture, once you miss that invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb, then it goes into something else. Then it goes into, there's a lot of people that's going to miss the rapture. There's a lot of what you call so-called Christians, so-called believers, that are going to miss the rapture. They just won't be ready. Those that were ready went in to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Those that accepted the invitation. But there's a lot of people that are born again. They will not accept the invitation to marry supper of life. Now, once that rapture happens, they're going into another. There's another thing kicking in. Blessed is he that dies in the Lord from henceforth. And then you're going to have to get martyred. And that tribulation, there's millions and millions of people that's going to have to give their lives. They're going to get their head chopped off. They're going to be end up on that sea of glass. That sea of glass is for people that have been martyred, like Charlie Kirk. He was martyred for what he believes in. All these people over in Iran that are being killed and butchered by the thousands, they're going to end up on that sea of glass because they're standing up for what's right. They're not supporting that diabolical regime from these Muslims. And then they should go out and shoot them. All they do when they shoot them, they're just transferring them onto that sea of glass, and then at the end of it all, they'll have part in that first resurrection. See, you and I, we have the full counsel of God. We can tell people exactly what's going on, and right now we're living at little window of opportunity where their invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb has gone out, and you can go read it over in Matthew 22, like we don't have to spoon feed everybody. Go dig it out yourself, see what happened to these people that rejected the invitation of the marriage supper of time. It's not a very good thing. He says he's going to send in his armies, and his armies are these terrorists and all that. They've sent in his armies, and he's going to kill these murderers and burn down their city. Just that simple. But here, where we're at now, there's a little bit of a window for an invitation of the marriage supper of time. That's because, see, the truth is marching on, and you and I happen to tap into that journey, into the truth for our hour. And the truth for later is, God sent the prophet, and they sent the chief apostle, and then he said he had prepared you and I to finish off the finishing touches. And like I say, if you miss that rapture, then you're going into something else. Just that simple.
I've talked to a lot of people. Like, there's this guy that we know, and he could really talk the Christian language. Like, mm-hmm. He could really, like, you would almost think he's real, but something in your spirit could not be united with him, because, you know, a lot of people have learned to talk the Christian language, but the talking is not what unites you, the words, it's the spirit. And if the spirit behind those words is not from God, then it's not going to unite you. Like when I came to the ministry of Brother Brenham, something in my spirit united with what he was saying, you know, because I knew what he was saying was spirit and truth, you know, and it quickened something mm-hmm. in me and made it come alive, you know. And that's what Brother Brenham and Brother Jackson did to me. That's the unity of the spirit. Now, it says the good shepherd, you know, the sheep know his voice. And another voice they do not hear. See, when I heard Brother Jackson and Brother Brenham, see, I heard the voice of Jesus, because that's who they were lifting up, and that's who was being revealed, was the Lord Jesus Christ through the ministry of Brother Brenham and Brother Jackson. And that's what united me. In the same way with you, like, I didn't know you before 2025. No, 2005. I didn't know you. Like, I knew, I've heard about you. Like, my dad would sometimes mention your name or somebody else, but that's all I knew of you, you know. But, you know, when God brought us together, that's what really happened, you know. When you told me things that happened in your life and stuff like that, see, something in my spirit, it was united with that, because I knew it was real and it came from God. See, that's how the Spirit can unite you. Like I said, the Jesus said, "My sheep know my voice." And that's the Spirit will unite you to what is real. When you have the real Spirit of God, when you're born again, and then Spirit will unite you. And that's exactly how it works.
Yeah, I didn't know you either until 2005, but I found out that we came to church, and then we started talking, and then I began to see more and more of you, and then we would go out for lunch, or we go out for coffee, and the more we spent time together, the more we realized we're of the same mind, we're of the same spirit, we got the same belief structure, and it all comes to the fact that you believe that God sent the prophet. If that would not be the case, we would, I wouldn't spend very much time with you. Like, there's a lot of girls out there I could spend time with, but they were not of the same mind. And then somehow we saw each other's interest. You saw that my interest or your interest, and we had no greater pleasure than just to come and sit together in fellowship. And the Lord, yeah, kept on multiplying, and then the Lord wanted us to go trust together. And see, it's all behind it. It's the spirit of the living God. But the uniting problem, the uniting common denominator is that God sent the prophet. Mm-hmm. If you want to have the revelation that God sent the prophet, then we wouldn't even know each other. We would maybe just be another girl. But see, it's because of what God did in your spirit and your life. You had to hunger and thirst to want reality, and the Lord brought you to the ministry of Brother Branham and then Brother Jackson. And it's on these issues that you and I are united. You can't come in here and believe the earth is flat. If you would have believed the earth is flat, we wouldn't have no fellowship whatsoever. Mm-hmm. But because the fact that you believe God sent the prophet, and I also believe God sent the prophet, and God also believed God, he sent that prophet, and it's all part of the church age of Laodicea. That's the only thing that brought us together. Now, if somebody else has a different belief structure, they can go and have fellowship with the flat earth people, but we're not part of that. We're part of that nucleus of people that believed that God sent William Branham, and then when he passed out, he took the oath of Raymond M. Jackson, and that's what we believe. And then when Brother Jackson passed away, the truth keeps marching on, and then he found you and I faithful, and you and I know this is the truth. This is the closing chapter of time. We're living right in the closing chapter of time, and the closing days. It couldn't happen this year yet. When that rapture is, but I don't know when the rapture is, but I do know that in 2028 it's going to be all over but the cry, and then the end of the year there, it's September, October, because we got the midnight cry right. We got October, we got February 28, 1963 is exactly the middle of Laodicea at the beginning in 1906. So what does that do? Where's the end of Laodicea? It's exactly October the 15th, 2021. And from there, it's exactly 7 years, because a week of Daniel is exactly 7 years, and the Bible, Book of Revelation, brings it down, and it breaks it right down, 1,260 days to the middle, and then it's 42 months to the end of it, and then it's all over, then that Satan is no more, and then it switches into the King of Kings come down, the Lord of Glory come down, and there for 30 days, it's the day of the Lord. Just that simple. And then after that, there's 45 days to the separating of the goats and the sheep. And then after that, the millennium sets in. Mm-hmm. 1,000 years after the reign of Christ, where Jesus will then be King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And these people that will have been found faithful, they are going to rule and reign with him and the millennium. And that's it's you and I. Everything is a very simple prologue. That's why we said the other day, the blessed is he that has part in the first resurrection. Before that millennium says it, everybody will be resurrected. Those sheep people will be transformed. They'll be going end to end. And these people on that sea of glass will be resurrected. And that great multitude will be resurrected. Everybody that's been a Christian, that's qualified to go into that millennial reign, they will be resurrected. And all the wicked, they're going to stay in the ground until after the millennium, and then that's when the books will be opened. That's that great white throne judgment. Mm-hmm. See, you and I, we got the program, and you see what I see, and I see what you see, because it's all biblical, based on scripture. not based on a Hutterite system or manufactured Christianity, whether you don't know whether you're coming or going. This is all scripturally bound because we got the understanding simply because we heard that voice. We got involved when that prophetic ministry came. Behold, I'll send you Elijah the prophet here in the closing days of time, before the dreadful day of the Lord. The dreadful day of the Lord is just up the road here. And we just happened the Lord back in the day. We heard that voice and we heard that shout and we just yielded ourselves to it, like you were saying. I didn't even know you existed prior to 2005. But see, you had the same passion. You grew up and the Lord was dealing with you as even before you were born, he was preparing you for this very thing that we're doing here today. And we did know nothing. It's just led by the Spirit of the living God. This why this thing is so priceless, this precious that you and I have. That's why we have to be sober. We have to be vigilant. We have to make sure that we're on guard because these invading forces, that foolish virgin, will come and say, give us of your oil because our limbs are gone on. Well, we don't have any. You're gonna have to go get your own oil. And this is the time and hour that we're now living in. And like I say, you and I, we have to be sober. We have to be vigilant. We have to be on top of things because we got millions and millions of enemies out there trying to invade. And the devil is trying to do the very thing he's done throughout this, invade it and pollute it and twist it and confuse it so that eventually he can overtake it. That's exactly what he did back at the guard. And that's what he's done when the Reformation went in. He sent in these tugs to confuse the picture. That's where these Hutterites, that's the foundation of that Hutterite thing. That's why we can't support it. Because it's not of God. It's just of the devil. It's just that simple.
That's right. Heavenly Father, we just want to come before you and we give you thanks, Lord, for everything you've done for us, you know, for bringing us to the message of our day, for uniting us, Lord, by your word, by your spirit, Lord. We just want to give you thanks that you brought us into the family of God, Lord, into your family. So we just want to just pray that you'll make these words speak to the heart of people, Lord, and that you have called people, Lord, to be part of that marriage supper, Lord, and to be part of your family, Lord. And if they heed your voice, you're going to lead them into life everlasting, life eternal, Lord. So we just want to pray for people. Help them hear and see, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.